This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The CDC says the E. coli outbreak is officially over. The outbreak started with onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders in October. More than 100 people reported getting sick across 14 states, but officials believe the true number was likely much higher. 34 people were hospitalized and one person died. In a report released today, the FDA determined voluntarily recalled yellow onions from Colorado's Taylor Farms were the likely source of the outbreak. A group is fundraising this Colorado Gives Day to help protect farm workers from the spread of the H5N1 virus, also called bird flu. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Agricultural sector workers are one of the most vulnerable populations facing the emergence of the H5N1 virus. 10 farm workers caught it in Colorado earlier this year. PPE, personal protective equipment, like masks, also gloves, goggles, and rubber boots, help protect them from getting the respiratory virus. A group called COVID Safe Colorado is raising money to help defray the costs of providing high-quality PPE. You can find more information on its website, covidsafecolorado.org. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Residents could see low-flying helicopters across the state this week as Colorado parks and wildlife biologists begin assessing big game herds. The survey will help determine future hunting license numbers. Some female mule deer and fawns will also be captured between Leadville and Canyon City for a survival monitoring study. Similar work will be done on elk near South Park, Colorado. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.